You hate to lose this, guys. What a senior season, runner-up, you know, almost 50 wins. This is one of those guys you wish you had for one more year, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he really, really started coming on his senior year. I mean, he had a good career, fought some injuries, but just really kind of stepped into his own on his senior year. And, yeah, once they kind of, that clicks and they figure it out, you do wish you had him for another year or two.
The closest of matches in that championship match with the kid from Winnebago, what a 2-1 decision. I mean, just a battle, and it could have went either way, couldn't it?
It really could, and you know, I think a lot of it came down to a mindset thing. You know, Friday night, I think we were in the right mindset, and there was nothing going to stop us from getting to that match. And sometimes I think when you get to that stage, you have a little bit of letdown every once in a while. And I think it was more just a relief to get there. And maybe we didn't quite have the same edge in that finals match. I think by far we were the better wrestler. But, you know, that's why they wrestle it. Because any day anybody can win. So,
was there any doubt that this, you felt like this kid, if he wants to move on to a collegiate program, no question, he can do it?
Absolutely. You know, and this is something that he'd been talking about for a couple of years, so we knew it was on his mind. And just with the way his work ethic is, always constantly wanting to improve and get better, we knew that was a possibility of something that he could definitely do.
What about Iowa Western and the program he's going to? You feel like that's going to be a great fit for him?
I do. I think, you know, he felt really good about it. I think he just made a good connection with the coaches, and I think that's the biggest part of anybody moving on to that next level is making sure that you feel comfortable at the place you're going. And he really seemed to feel comfortable there. I think he's one of those kids that could have went just about anywhere and probably done fine, but that's where he felt and his heart was most comfortable to him. And so I think he's going to have some good success down there.
And what a boys program this year. You had a lot of fun coaching this bunch. You had four state qualifiers, three medalists, all those guys, all four over 40 wins this year. That was a pretty special group of guys, wasn't it?
It really was. And I think we've known that since we've had them in junior high. Just a close-knit group of guys. You know, most of them pretty athletic, and the ones that weren't made up for it and hard work. But there was just never a lack of work and practice with those guys, even when they were freshmen. They were pushing the limits, and so really fun group to coach. You know, you hate to see things like with Thomas Reeves getting hurt, because I have no doubt in my mind that he'd have been another one up on the medal stand there. But he was still there supporting the guys, and that's what was so awesome about this group is they were always there for each other, always pushing each other. And they definitely were a lot of fun to coach.
And I know you and I talked way back, state to meet, that the girls had a good run as well, had some state qualifiers down there, did very well. I'm sure pretty proud of what they did as well.
Absolutely. You know, we had a great girls group. Just never shy of wanting to do better and learn. Obviously, having Peyton Owens as a first-year wrestler and then going on to medal at state, that's not something easy to do. It's just that's a testament to her sheer will to better herself, to and always to work. You know, and then obviously Haley, she's an athlete, but she just has the mindset to continue to go, to push, to get better. And really, you know, we knew going in partway through the year that she had a really good shot just with her mindset. Nobody really, really shook her or, you know, gotten really that close to her. So we knew she had that ability as she kept on that path. So, yeah, great group of girls. Had a Paige as a freshman. Man, couple losses on the season is all, you know, until you get to the district and state tournament. That's pretty impressive as a freshman. So you always wish, like I said with Zach, you always wish you had them all back another year, but we're definitely going to have a couple good girls back next year and hopefully bring up some more.
And I'm sure, Coach, school's almost out into school here in a couple of weeks, and then it's the summer months, so as kids hit the weight rooms, and I'm sure maybe you're having some different camps and team camps going too, and you get ready for another run coming up when the winter months get here.
Yeah, we've got some camps lined up here. Like to make sure the kids get out, get themselves a little bit of break. It's good to kind of just get away, decompress from it a little bit before you jump back into things. But we've just had a phenomenal group over the last few years, and I know this group coming up is going to be of the type where they want to get in and work too. So I don't really have any doubts about our kids over the next few years. Our team will probably be a little bit smaller, but not lacking intensity and definitely some quality kids on there.